whiskey, dogs and costumes, and all of the not-so-spooky Halloween fun this weekend. That's next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello. I want to do a spooky intro. Welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 28th, which is actually Halloween weekend now. I'm Sarah Kovashi, digital editor here at WESA, and with me is Josh Rollerson, our morning edition host.
I'm terrified. Yes. That was such a spooky intro.
Thank you. I know. I'm very terrifying. And we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hi.
Hi. I'm shaking in my shoes. Ooh. From the terrified
noises
you're making.
A weird presence here in the studio.
Oh, haunted?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. There's probably plenty of buildings on the south side that are haunted, for sure.
Oh, surely. Well,
oh, yeah. Well, this is a pretty new building.
Fun, spooky story about this building. It's built on the site of a meat processing plant or a butcher shop.
Ooh.
So, like, you know how WYP, their slogan is "Where the Music Matters"?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they found out that the business that used to be located on this site had a slogan that was "Where the meat matters."
Oh my gosh!
Stop.
And nobody knew that until like.
That's
later,
hilarious! Later. I never heard that before.
That's great. Yeah. I hope there's no vegans that.
So we're
heard
we're
that
probably
story.
We're haunted by the ghosts of dead animals.
Of bovines past.
Yikes!
Yeah,
I do not want to be haunted by that.
Well, we thank you, various animals, for.
We honor your sacrifice.
Yes. I may have a hamburger
today.
We
eat your delicious, delicious flesh.
Yeah, sorry. None of us are vegetarians here, but
so
I respect your vegetarian.
Now that we're creeping up on Halloween for real, Rachel, have you thought of a Halloween costume? Putting you on the spot.
I know. It's so horrible. I may recycle a costume. It's so lame.
This is so sad. You're supposed to be a party professional.
I know.
Over here.
I know. I think...
I feel like sometimes when you do things professionally, when it comes to your personal life, you're just like so tired.
Yeah. When I have the parties, I'm usually looking the worst because I'm running around like a crazy person. And so I don't have the time. Although the Mattress Factory, when we did the zombie makeovers, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
I will say the last big one that I went to was the Soldiers and Sailors, and you were decked out and adorable, and you did not look frazzled at all. You looked awesome.
It was a 1940s theme, so I
You can wear a period costume.
It's true. I mean, I definitely have... I could easily go as like a 50s housewife.
Totally.
I look like
you kind of look like that most of the time anyway.
Yeah, so I'll just...
But like in a really glamorous sort of way.
Yeah, go as myself, but glammed up a little bit.
Yeah
maybe. Or okay. Just put some cat ears on. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I feel you. I've been there many years.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do you got?
We're going as Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's right. We discussed this.
I will say I'm getting a little nervous now because I keep forgetting to order the necessary pieces I still don't have online. So
it's
I need to get
Tuesday.
A wig.
You're going to be Linda, right?
I'm going to be Linda.
So you need like a wig or something?
I need a wig. I've never red t-shirts. I only wear like black and gray. So I need to find a red t-shirt.
You better hurry
Can
up.
Can she find a red t-shirt in the next week?
At Target.
Yeah. Target.
Target.
The Target lady.
Yeah.
Approved.
That's another one. That's a good one. I could just be an SNL character.
All these references are just soaring over my head.
No?
Like that. Can you see them?
SNL?
No.
Nope. Molly Shannon's superstar.
Kristen Wiig.
Heard of them. Heard of them.
The cheerleaders.
Wait, are you referencing like 90s SNL?
No, I am. Yeah.
Okay. We're referencing two different things.
Yeah,
yes,
2000 and then 90s SNL. Cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Although, do people catch that still? Is it a reference people would
catch?
Oh,
I think that's established.
I think so.
The Will Ferrell thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's...
Maybe not with those...
That's here to stay.
Who's that Spartan peeing in that pool? It's me. It's me. That's one of their cheers. U-G-L-Y. You don't got no alibi. You ugly. Hey, you ugly. Woo!
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
On that note.
Yeah. You know what's very interesting? I feel like last year, and maybe I wasn't looking hard enough, or maybe there really wasn't a lot going on. People planned some pretty spectacular parties in the Berg this year. There's a lot going on this weekend. So,
well, time's a waste, and let's get into
me.
It.
I got to plan my weekend.
Bricolage is doing Night of the Living Dead and Nat all weekend long.
Right.
Which is a Yinzerized version of Night of the Living Dead, which sells me right away.
Because, it's already kind of Yinzerized, yeah, I feel like.
Yeah. It was filmed here, so I'm sure there was like a Yinz in the script somewhere, right?
I'm sure the editors went there and had to take them all out. They're like, come on, George.
No. So Night of the Living Dead, performed by Brick Lodge, which is a really cool theater downtown on Liberty Avenue, a small, intimate theater. If you have not been, it's a really cool experience, especially smaller theater, I think is an experience like no other. And that is playing all weekend long. And then it's pretty much Halloween and Pets all weekend long. So I can support that.
That's a small thing.
The Pittsburgh Pet Expo runs all weekend long as well. And
please tell me they'll have lots of costumes.
Oh my gosh. I truly hope, because I love seeing a good pet costume.
That seems like a given. Like, why would you have a pet event?
I saw a dog in a pasta costume yesterday on Instagram.
Like, it was a plate of spaghetti?
Explain.
It was like maybe even mac and cheese or something, but it had noodles on its back and its head. It was adorable. Are you dressing your dog up?
No.
Oh, we are. At least the golden retriever, there we got a lion mane for him.
Oh,
so he'll
okay.
be a lion. We always call the golden retriever the lion, and then we have a malamute. We call him the wolf. So, but usually my boyfriend likes to embarrass him by getting him like a colorful tutu or something. So
I like it.
We may have one of those coming soon in the mail.
Well, you may be able to get one at the Pet Expo because there are over 250 vendors. If you are a furry friend enthusiast, this is probably the convention for you. There will be everything and anything that you could ever desire, furry friend-wise.
Wait, if you are a furry friends enthusiast, that's a whole other convention for people that are furries and obsessed with the 90s TV show Friends.
You could be a furry for Halloween.
From what I've seen, it's too expensive. I'm too cheap. Those costumes are not...
Yeah, that's a real lifestyle commitment.
Well,
yeah.
Some just wear the ears and the tail.
What do furries wear at Halloween? Do they put on a costume on top of
Oh my gosh, probably.
That is a good question.
I'm going to guess.
Let's get the newsroom on that. Somebody investigate.
Or Google. One of the two.
Fine. You're determined to automate our jobs out of existence, Rachel.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Self-driving.
Yes, it's true. Most of what a news organization does can be done by Google.
Next thing you know, Ryan Seacrest is going to be on air on WESA. Sorry. I was going to say WYPWESA. No. He will not be on.
You do even know where you are.
I don't know.
You just came here from
the
morning show.
This is where the meat matters, Rachel.
Okay.
Get it right.
It's the meat locker. Also, if you are a whiskey enthusiast, the Whiskey Fest is going down this weekend. So this is not for the faint of heart. Me and Sarah experienced the Whiskey Fest last year or 2 years ago.
No, it was last year, yeah.
We had a good time.
We had a
good old time.
Time.
Oh, good.
We may have ended up at Butcher in the Rye licking literally fingers to plate. Licking our
cheese sauce off of the food.
But it was a good time. So it's not just whiskey. It's pretty much a lot of whiskey.
They have a lot of stuff. Yeah.
They had vodka. They had tequila. They had rum. But it is mostly whiskey. It is a really fun time. I will say the tickets are pricey. They are $150. No, I'm sorry. They are $105. Ooh, it must have gone down.
Was there a theme this year?
It's tiki, which I love.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because last year, part of the fun too last year was the theme was
1920s.
Yeah, 1920s. And everyone was like very decked out. Like there was not a lot of half-assing, I feel like. There was a lot of full-assing costumes. And everyone looked really good. So I feel like a tiki theme could be really fun too.
I love a good tiki theme.
Bring your whole ass.
Bring it. Well, actually, Wiggle Whiskey is having, I think, the second annual Alternative Whiskey Fest, which is free. And they're giving out $1,100 worth of whiskey sampling because the booth fee is $1,100 at the Whiskey Fest, which is pretty astronomical.
What?
Yeah. So just called you out there, Whiskey Fest. Dang. But
I hope they get, I hope the vendors at least get, you know, free access to the buffet or something.
I know. Well, some were in the buffet. Remember that? last year, so maybe. But so $1,100 worth of whiskey, and then Gaucho will be there. So I think that's a good alternative on Friday as well, 6 to 9 p.m. We, at the Mattress Factory, we are skipping around here to, oh, sorry, let me stay on Saturday. Night of the Living Dead, we talked about already, right? But they're doing a screening of Night of the Living Dead at the Hollywood Theater in Dormont, which is a very cool theater, and it's awesome to support them. They are, half the proceeds are going to charity, Muscular Dystrophy Association, which is awesome. So you can get scared and also watch The Night of the Living Dead on Saturday night. And then, like I said, speaking of ass, grown ass people party at the James Street Gastro Pub on Saturday, which will be for grown-ups.
Speaking of asses.
Clearly, yes. And they will be doing a costume contest and dance party. So bring it with your costumes there. And then we have at Siena Mercado another Halloween party on the rooftop at El Teto.
I was going to say that would be a great place to bring your dog in a spaghetti costume.
Well, they're doing New Orleans voodoo masquerade style. I love all these themes.
I know. This is a good theme.
Theme within a theme.
It's exhausting.
Well, it is, but
whatever happened to just the bed sheet with the holes cut in the eyes?
No, it's like the kids that walk around with the pillowcases. The pillowcases. I don't want to give candy to kids that have pillowcases and a mask with a hoodie.
I respect the pillowcase. That's a, I mean,
but that just wear a hoodie.
You need something sturdy,
like a Steelers hoodie and a mask.
Well, yeah,
they're
that's
just lazy.
BS. Yeah,
yeah, but they always have a pillowcase because they want.
And they're like
14, candy.
And they yes. shouldn't be out anyway.
Yeah. Although I did trick-or-treat when I was a senior in high school, but...
Yeah, you seem like the type.
I trick-or-treated in high school.
Yeah, I made it happen.
Did you trick-or-treat ironically?
No, I just wanted straight-up candy.
You yeah. just want to get... Did you make an effort with the costume at all?
I probably half-assed it.
Same.
I'm trying to remember what I was... I think one year, a friend of mine, we decided we were going to, like, dress as boys. So we wore, like, baggy pants and, like... hats, like it was so stupid.
Yeah, that's boys for you.
But I was always with I know hats, it was so dumb, but
hat wearing
baggy pants.
I was also so I was so like makeup crazy and boy crazy that like I wore like a full face of like
that must have been confusing for you.
And I remember my friend being like, what are you doing?
My sister was a theater major, and she one year for a project in her makeup class made herself look like me, and it was bizarre.
Oh my gosh.
It was really.
Do you have pictures?
Uncanny.
Yeah, do you have pictures?
Somewhere.
That's I would really... love to see that. Bizarro world.
Yeah.
Well, did she
that's a good costume.
Just look convincingly like a man, or did she also look convincingly like a Josh?
Like she totally could pass for a dude. She didn't look like me so much as she looked like my brother would look. I also have a brother, but yeah, she's
creepy.
Like a. Yeah, I was the model for the makeup thing that she did. She like you could tell that she wasn't me, but you would look at the two of us and go, "Oh, those two dudes are brothers."
That wow. is so. That's a really great concept too for her project. I love that.
Yeah,
and a little freaky.
Still kind of gives me the willies. It was odd.
Well, if you don't have a costume suggestion, go as Josh Rollerson this Halloween,
or your brother.
Moral of the story. To end out the Saturday, well, actually, there's a whole week with Hidden Harbor. It's doing a whole week themed Life Aquatic week. So if you are
Steve Zissou?
Yes, if you are a fan of Life Aquatic, Bill Murray, or Tiki Drinks.
Red Beanies.
This will be your event to go to. They're going to be doing costumes, music, and best rum cannonball ever, which I don't know what that is, but I'm intrigued.
Is that like when you cannonball jump into a pool of rum? I hope so.
I would hope so. Make it happen, Hidden Harbor guys. they'll also be doing some different events with the history of rum and debuting some new cocktails. And then on Sunday, the Mattress Factory, which is one of the creepiest places in Pittsburgh, so it's fitting, is going to be doing a party, I should say, a eat, drink, and be scary party, which is brunch 11 a.m. until 2, and you'll be able to have Sunday fun day in the spookiest way ever with obviously a wide array of drinks, and then Berg Bites, Pittsburgh Crepes, and Taco Truck will be
there. Crepes? Yeah.
Like the crepes.
If you're going to do all of these things, you have to invest in like a decent quality costume. Like one of those like just throw it on Friday night things that's going to fall apart within 6 hours.
Or like,
you got to do better.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All of the costumes I ever bought from those costume stores, Halloween, whatever costume stores, they always fall apart by the end of the night too. Mm-hmm. And they're $40, which is ridiculous. I don't know why. I'm a big proponent
of making your own.
I agree. If I were not last minute, I agree. Of course, you still have to get some of your costumes. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't believe I'm like ahead of both of you in the costume.
I was gonna say, how, I bet your costumes are.
My costume is dope. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. You're gonna see pictures. I feel that good about it.
The dope beats as well.
Probably. Okay. Other dated terms.
I will.
It's gonna be fly.
Be looking for those pictures on social media.
You'll find them. It's gonna be viral. Everybody will see it.
Okay. Awesome. Yep. Well, to round out, though, can you believe how many events are going on? Are you
it's
tired?
Halloween.
I can't believe it.
Monster Mash Brunch and Pumpkin Palooza at the Commoner with pumpkin-shaped pancakes.
Pumpkin spice lattes?
I'm into. Potentially. Well, there's cider, cocoa, and other treats. So maybe that includes pumpkin spice latte.
Just
get
a latte, bring your own little jar of pumpkin spice. Just sprinkle it in there.
Yeah, all you need is that.
You like Beyonce where you carry pumpkin spice in your bag?
With a little koozie that says like.
Just sprinkle it on everything.
Yeah.
Something
basic. That's how I feel about like ranch dressing.
Oh, I just read an article about a resurgence of ranch dressing.
What do you mean resurgence?
Chef's kitchens. Like chef poo-pooed it and now it's like showing up on menus again.
Because ranch is delicious.
Yeah, ranch is
probably been scientifically proven. Yes.
One of the best things invented. Well, I just want to mention one more event because, again, it's benefiting the animals. Back at Wiggle Whiskey at the Barrel House, they're doing a Howl-a-ween, which this one we're talking costume.
The puns, you guys. The puns.
That was a terrible howl.
But this one we're talking about pet costumes. So they're going to be doing a pet costume contest. As well as it being family friendly, so you can bring the whole fam.
Literally my dream come true. Drink whiskey and touch animals.
And it's going to be benefiting the Animal Rescue League. So you can't beat this event, Sarah. And it's going on from Sunday from 2 to 7. So
that sounds wonderful.
Get your costume together. Get your dog's costume together. I'll try and put a hat on my cat, which never works, and we'll be good to go.
Butters.
Yeah.
All right.
He's like, meh, no.
Trick and or treat, everyone.
Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Spooky Halloween.
Bye.
So long.
Bye.
This week on Criminal Injustice, probation. For years, it was just reporting to your agent, obeying conditions set by the court, drug testing, you screw up and go to jail. But new thinking has made probation a genuine launching pad for a second chance and for public safety. What the new probation looks like, that's on the Criminal Injustice Podcast. Find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.